This is the Composer's Datebook for January 9th. I'm John Burge. On this day in 1947, Pierre Monteux led the San Francisco Symphony in the premiere of the Second Symphony by American composer Roger Sessions. Prior to this work, Sessions had written in a more broadly accessible style, but this new symphony proved more dissonant and challenging. At the time, Sessions cautiously stated, "Tonality is complex and even problematical nowadays." For their part, the San Francisco audiences found the new work both complex and problematical. There was hardly any applause. The critic for Musical America wrote that Sessions, quote, "seemed to express the epitome of all that is worst in the life and thinking of today." Ouch. These days, the Sessions Second Symphony doesn't sound all that challenging, but performances of this or any of his symphonies remain rare events. While Sessions' symphony was being panned in San Francisco, a new stage work by the expat German composer Kurt Weill opened to rave reviews in New York. Kurt Weill's Street Scene opened on Broadway on this same date in 1947. "It's the best contemporary musical production to grace any American stage," enthused the Musical America critics. "We cannot imagine that an audience from any walk of life would not enjoy it. It has everything." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.